Disney.
Dan Fena.
Jika. Dania Iman.
VOA.
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 Right Connection. Direct from Washington.
First we're both down a plate and somehow you go astray. We went from nothing to something, liking to loving. It was us against the world and now we just, it's like I love you so much and now I just hate you. Feeling stupid for all the time that I gave you. I wanted all or nothing for us, ain't no place in between. Might be me believing what you say that you never mean. Like it'll last forever, but now forever ain't as long. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be stuck singing this song. You were different from my last, but now you got a mirror. And as it all plays out, I see it couldn't be clearer.
You used to be thirsty for me, but now you wanna be set free. This is the web that you weave.
So I take it all or I don't want it.
You're tuned in to VOA Direct Connection, langsung dari Washington, D.C. Setelah sukses dalam serial televisi Grey's Anatomy dan tampil dalam sejumlah film layar lebar seperti 27 Dresses, Knocked Up, dan Life as We Know It, kini aktris Katherine Heigl kembali ke layar kaca lewat serial televisi State of Affairs.
Well, the idea is that I play a CIA analyst who briefs the president every day on the, we'll say, 10 top critical threats facing the nation. So to do that, I have a team of people that work in the PDB vault, which is the president's daily brief, and we distill and siphon through all the intelligence that's gathered throughout all of the different and agencies that protect our nation. So,
sebuah peran yang menantang dan menurut Catherine sangat menegangkan.
It's intense and it's like the stakes are really high, which is what I love about it, and it's true. I think Charlie has the character itself, she has a huge heart and a huge passion to do the right thing. She wanted to make an impact, a bigger difference, being to the right of the president, you know.
Dengan berperan menjadi seorang analis CIA, Catherine Heigl ingin menampilkan sisi lain dari seorang agen intel Amerika.
I think for me, what I found most interesting about it was the idea of sort of looking at the CIA from a different angle. We haven't really seen this side of things, the analysts and Langley and how they're responsible for sort of sifting through all the intel that's brought to them by the CIA operatives and the assets out in the field. And they have to, you know, sift through tons and tons and tons of intelligence to narrow down the most critical threats and what's real.